I've gone around the world, and you know, I've for the last 15 years, I've been giving talks in different places around the world. And before I give a talk, often I will ask the following question, because I'm talking about the big picture of the human journey. And before I say anything, I ask people, well, what do you think? How are we doing? What life stage is the human family in? And I'll give you four choices. We're in the toddler stage, a teenage stage, an adult stage, or elder. Four choices, toddler, teenager, adult, or elder. And then I give people about 5 minutes to think about it, talk with one another, and then vote on it. And around the world, I kid you not, again and again and again, people immediately understand the question. They have no problem with it. And around the world, overwhelmingly, people say we're in our adolescent stage as a species. Mm-hmm. We're in our teenage years.
Yeah.
And now, there's good news in that, because teenagers have a whole bunch of energy. They have a whole bunch of enthusiasm, idealism. And they say, I can do great things, just give me a chance. And I think that's where we are as a human family. We can do great things, just give us a chance here. Now, what does it mean when you grow up? It means one of the big things is, well, you get beyond the parental institutions that have dominated your life, and you have a new level of freedom. You can be more creative in what you do and how you relate. Well, what are the parental institutions? Well, it's big business, big government, big churches. And they have dominated our lives. And I'm saying it's time for a new level of freedom and creativity. And I'm not against those organizations. I'm not anti. I'm just for our maturity and our freedom that comes with our maturity and our growing up. So what do you get when you grow up? You get freedom. You get the responsibility of caring for the earth, the responsibility of being caring with one another, but you get freedom to relate in new ways. So there's real opportunity here. And it isn't simply a future of sacrifice. It's a future of freedom and opportunity and creativity.
Do you sometimes think, though, that we've been here before, something happened, maybe civilizations destroyed themselves, and we had to start all over again?
Well, you know, that is a really interesting question. And it's one that I have looked at for actually decades to look to see if historically we've gone through this kind of a cycle once before. And as far as I can discern, and I'm open to learning on this, but as far as I can discern, this is a one-time happening of population, resources, the environment, and on all the elements I listed just a little while ago. So we are truly in a unique predicament that the human species has never in its entire history been in before. And so it's like the circle is closed. There's no escape. There's no frontiers left that we can go to. They're gone. And so we have to cope with one another. We have to learn how to get along with one another, and not just one another, but with also with the earth that's really in trouble. So I'm saying we can do it. But we have to get on with the job, you know. We can't just kind of sit back and assume mom and dad are going to take care of it for us because they're not.
No, nobody's going to take care. You got to take care of it yourself.
That's right. So that's growing up. There's growing up for you.
But I do sometimes think we have been here before and we failed and we started over again and we might have done it. You know, Michael Cremo was a guest on the program, Dwayne.
Yeah,
and he's written a book on forbidden archaeology. He thinks that civilizations could be hundreds of millions of years old on this 5.5 billion year old planet. And if that's the case, we've done this a lot, and we haven't learned anything. If that's the case,
yes. See, now I think that's just a fascinating hypothesis, and I am really interested in that. But I just have not found compelling archaeological evidence. So I'm really open to that, though, George.
And
but you asked, though, about the first, you know, story of promise. The story of promise, the first one, is that we can actually grow up as a human family, move from our teenage behaviors and into our adulthood, where we're actually caring for one another, caring for the earth, and caring for the universe as our sacred home.
Yeah. Most of us, there, but some of the people at the top, I think, are still back in the infancy stage.
Well, I think on any given day, all of us probably go up and down that whole spectrum. My behavior certainly is exemplary, you know, all day long. But nonetheless, what we're talking about is the center of social gravity. On average, how are we behaving as a human family?
The next one is the global brain awakens. What's that?
Well, golly, that's you, George. You and the reach of your program with over 500 stations and I don't know, several million people listening.
564 now, as a matter of fact.
Okay. You are, this is it. I mean, you are demonstrating the technology that is weaving the world together into a collective thinking organism. And so the global brain waking up is simply using this technology, and it's just beginning. We're just beginning, but it's using the internet and using the wireless and all the rest to connect with one another in new ways. And as you well know, this has been a catalyst for revolutions in various parts of the world. So this, anytime we advance the technology of mass communication, and we're doing that in a profound way right now, we automatically advance civilization itself. So, and that is happening right now, and it's allowing us, hopefully, to communicate our way into a more promising future.
Well, there's no question that what has happened technologically is just exploded things on this planet. I mean, we see what happened with the Arab Spring.
Yeah.
That kind of organization could never have occurred without social networking.
That's right.
I mean, it's just, it's magical, and I'm sensing with our show specifically, Duane, it's growing like crazy because there seems to be this need for people to have this.
Yeah.
Something's going on.
Definitely. People have been passive long enough. I think many are fed up. And they're saying, look, I want to know really what's going on here. I've heard, the mainstream news from corporate media, and I just don't, it doesn't tell me what's really happening. And so people are now looking for new sources, and so this is a part of it. The global brain turns on. It wakes up.